Welcome to Zion's Saturday Call to Sunday Morning Worship, presented by 105-year-old Zion Lutheran Church of Silver Hill, Alabama, raising the call to worship the Lord Jesus Christ in Baldwin County. We are a church of the Association of Free Lutheran Congregations, which grew out of Norwegian Lutheran Pietism more than a century ago. God's call to worship is simple and straightforward. Give unto the Lord the glory due His name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. That's Psalm 29, verse 2. You and I are not worthy to come into the presence of our Heavenly Father. Believers from the very early days of worship have confessed their sins, their inadequacies, and their decisions which have separated them from God. Lutherans share a public confession each Sunday morning. Almighty God, our Maker and Redeemer, we poor sinners confess unto you that we are by nature sinful and unclean, and that we have sinned against you by thought, word, and deed. Therefore we come for refuge to your infinite mercy, seeking and imploring your grace for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. O most merciful God, who has given your only begotten Son to die for us, have mercy upon us, and for his sake grant us remission of all our sins, and by your Holy Spirit increase in us true knowledge of you and of your will, and true obedience to your word, that by your grace we may come to everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Well, God promised us to hear this kind of prayer. Psalm 145, verses 17 through 20 explains, "The Lord is righteous in all his ways, gracious in all his works. The Lord is near to all who call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of those who fear him. He also will hear their cry and save them. The Lord preserves all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy." When we worship together, we affirm the great doctrines and teachings of the historic church by reciting one of the creeds of the faith. The Apostles' Creed states, "I believe in God the Father Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and is seated on the right hand of God the Father Almighty, from where he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, and the resurrection of the body and life everlasting. Amen." These past several months, we have been looking at worship with specific scriptures that relate to worship. Today we are looking at, where do we go to worship? How much difference does it make in terms of whom do we worship with? When does the Lord come in our worship, and to whom does He come? Here's what 2 Timothy 2:22 says. "Flee also youthful lusts, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace, with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart." Paul is writing to his protege, Timothy, who became a leader in the early church in the decades just after the resurrection and ascension of the Lord Jesus. Timothy was younger than Paul, but he is not a child, but a younger man. Paul tells him, "Run away from those longings and desires that draw you away from the Lord." That is, Timothy needs to escape from those enticements that lead away from Christ and the Lord. Timothy, in today's terms, is a pastor, a leader of the church. Such leaders need to look to God and not their own basic desires. Paul continues, Timothy, he says, you know what you need to leave behind, the things that you need to get away from. Now Paul talks about what Timothy needs to run to. Look for righteousness and pursue it. Pursue faith and love. The kind of love a leader is to pursue is agape love. Agape, the Greek word for this special kind of love, does not seek its own benefit, but the benefit of others. We would say that agape love is love that expects nothing in return for loving. Agape love is the kind of love that Jesus Christ had for his disciples. He died on the cross of Calvary. It hurt. It killed him. Yet the Bible is very clear on this. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Jesus died on the cross for our lives. He did not have to do it, but he did. It was agape love, love for you and me. Well, back to Paul. And, Paul writes, Timothy, pursue peace. The world has needed peace for a long time. We have peoples and ideologies that seek our destruction. We yearn for physical peace where we will not be torn limb from limb. Paul often spoke of the peace which surpasses understanding. That's a godly peace that reflects our Heavenly Father. It is peace of heart. It is not contentment, but rather a peace that recognizes that the world is a mess, but that God has all the details in hand, and that I am in God's hands, hands of love and compassion. Well, we are talking about worship, and so far this verse doesn't seem to be very connected to worship and praise of God, does it? Would you believe that the key to worship is found in this verse in a little Greek word? The word is katharos, which has the sense of clean or clear or pure. Paul tells Timothy, pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Worship is to come from a clean heart, a pure heart, an undefiled heart. Worship is to be clean and wholesome. Have you ever wondered why the historic church was interested in confession? Many churches used to have personal confession. Many still do, but often they don't formalize that with times and places. Zion Lutheran Church members each Sunday, very early in the service, share a public confession with one another. God promises absolution to those who seek forgiveness of sins. The liturgy gives the pastor the privilege to tell the congregation that God hears their prayer of confession, and God himself forgives the repentant person, the sinner which we all are. Why confession? Because of what Paul tells Timothy. Paul says, pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Those who call on the Lord, that is, those who worship the Lord, are to worship with a clean, undefiled heart, a heart set free from sin. Well, people who are covered in sin need a Savior's bath to clean them up. The message to the people in Jerusalem at Pentecost was clear. Peter, it was his first sermon to those folks in Jerusalem, Peter said, turn from sin, that is, repent. Receive God's forgiveness through the Lord Jesus Christ and be baptized in his name. When we worship, we want to be clean. We want to approach God in the clothing of righteousness, of faith, of love, and of peace. And we want to be with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Isn't that the kind of worship you would like to be involved in? You see, liturgical worship of the historic church offers you that opportunity. Zion Lutheran Church offers you that opportunity tomorrow, Silver Hill at 10 a.m. We even have a pew for you and a warm welcome into a community of forgiven sinners. Remember 2 Timothy 2:22? Flee those things that separate you from Christ, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. For worship, it is time to get our hearts straightened out, isn't it? Well, let's listen in on Zion congregation members talking about some of the elements of worship at Zion Lutheran Church.
God's word sometimes doesn't say what we want to hear.
No, sir.
It's the very meat of the worship. If you didn't have the word of God, the sermons that you use are, you used the word of God to base your sermons on.
I think that trust, just the worship experience itself, having the word to speak to us, to always our worship experience and what I take from this in our church family here.
The whole thing is when you go to worship on Sunday, the question is who are you worshiping and why are you going to be in the first place?
We all need to learn what God has said, what God has put forth to his people.
Because that's how he speaks to us. And that's how the Holy Spirit comes.
That's the whole reason for it. The whole reason for the Bible, it's God's word, to learn what God's word is.
It wouldn't be worship if we didn't have the Word of God.
We are coming to the end of our time together. Let's share the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Oh, please receive the Lord's benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, Zion Lutheran Church invites you to liturgical worship. We use the familiar classic common service, which has been a choice of a variety of Lutheran church bodies for the last century. Got more time? Come to Sunday school at 9 a.m. Want midweek Bible study? Join us at 7 p.m. on Wednesdays for an hour of study and a time of prayer. Are you a lady? How about considering our monthly women's Bible study at 10 a.m.? Call Zion Lutheran Church for details at 251-945-5209. And men, think breakfast before work. Complimentary breakfast. Our Men's 710 Breakfast and Speaker Fellowship meets at 7:10 a.m. on the second Tuesday of the month. Zion is located a block off State Highway 104 at 15875 4th Avenue at 7th Street in beautiful Silver Hill, just across the street from Silver Hill School. Zion Lutheran Church is a congregation of the AFLC, the Association of Free Lutheran Congregations, the fourth largest Lutheran denomination in America. Specific information about Zion Lutheran Church can be obtained at www.lutheransinsilverhill.com or by calling 251-945-5209. Goodbye, and God bless you until we meet again.